You're listening to the My Wife Quit Her Job podcast, the show where I cover all the latest strategies and current events related to e-commerce and online business. Today, Tony and I are going to talk about the best way to get repeat business for your online store and give out discounts without actually giving out discounts. But before we begin, if you haven't picked up my Wall Street Journal best-selling book, The Family First Entrepreneur yet, it's actually available on Amazon at 38% off right now. My book will teach you how to achieve financial freedom by starting a business that doesn't require you to work yourself to death. Plus, you can still grab my free bonus workshop on how to sell print on demand and how to make passive income with blogging, YouTube, and podcasting when you grab the book over at mywifequitherjob.com/book. So go over to mywifequitherjob.com/book, fill out the form, and I'll send you the bonuses right away. Now on to the show. Welcome to the My Wife Quit Her Job podcast. Today, we are going to talk about loyalty programs. And the reason why it's top of mind for me is because I completely rewrote the loyalty program for Bumblebee Linens this past week. And I'm really into it right now. And Tony does a lot with loyalty programs. So I think it'd be an interesting episode, especially since Black Friday is kind of around the corner now, too.
Yeah. First of all, I feel like you're downplaying a little bit that you just wrote this in a week. Now, obviously, you are an engineer by trade. You have written many other code for your store and for WordPress and all that stuff. So this is something that you have experience in. But I think it's impressive that you built this in just about a week's time.
Okay. So I was telling you this before we started recording. ChatGPT coded like 70% of it.
Yes, but you had to have the knowledge to get ChatGPT to do the right thing.
And the whole time I was thinking to myself, man, almost anyone can create an application like this now with as long as you can read code. Mm-hmm. And maybe there's a big asterisk next to that.
Yeah, but
I was just telling Tony this just now. Like I was thinking of the last piece, which I hadn't implemented until the very end, was sending all the information from my loyalty program to Klaviyo. And I was like, great, now I need to read all the Klaviyo docs and everything to figure out how to send this information. But I just went up to ChatGPT and said, hey, these are all the fields of my database that I need to send over Klaviyo per customer. Can you write the Klaviyo code for me? And it did. And it actually worked with very little modifications.
Yeah.
Which I thought was just amazing. So I feel like with ChatGPT, I can literally write almost anything pretty quickly.
Yes, and not to derail the topic, because we are talking about loyalty programs today,
right.
But a lesson I think to be learned in this for anyone, even if you don't know code, is thinking about how AI, ChatGPT, whatever tool you're using, can make you more efficient and productive. Like if you wrote programs for a living, right? Like you were a developer and you just worked like freelancing, right? Like you were on Upwork. Think about how many more clients you could take, how much more money you could make using this. Same thing like for me. I write emails for people, right? I like write copy. How much more can I do when ChatGPT is feeding me the ideas? I never use ChatGPT word for word, but if I'm like stuck and things like that, like it shaves a lot of time off the amount of work that you have to do. So think about in whatever business or industry you're in, how you can use it to make you more productive or just more efficient, right? So you have more time back.
Yeah, but we're not going to talk about coding or AI. That's probably a topic another episode. Let's just talk about loyalty programs. So most of you guys
probably don't know. What took you so long?
I actually had a loyalty program for a long time.
Did you?
I did. It was actually implemented on ManyChat.
Hold on. Was it a loyalty program for frequent brides or heavy criers? Which one? Divorcee again? Join our loyalty program.
Yeah, that was my automated email. Hey, you still married?
Yeah.
If not, and you plan on getting married again.
Husband number 7 coming along? Anyway, you had it on ManyChat. I did not know this.
I did, because it was a chat bot and it was all automated and everything. And the only reason that I put it on there is because that I didn't want to write all the code involved in a regular thing. So I just had ManyChat store all the loyalty points, customer profiles, and everything. And it was completely automated. It was great.
Yeah.
But it, over the years, Facebook changes, they nerfed their messenger and everything. So it's actually been broken for the last, I don't know, year and a half, maybe 2 years. So I was like, okay, I got to do this again. But this time I'm going to do it right. I'm going to code it on my own site. But let's talk about the benefits. back when my old loyalty, this new one's way better, by the way, but back in my old one, what I liked was I could give out reward points that felt like money to people, mm-hmm. and they would buy because of these points when in fact it didn't cost me that much money at all. That's the beauty of it, I think. Aside from the loyalty part.
Yeah. Aside from getting people to
aside
come back
from the
and
loyalty
make a purchase.
Part. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's the biggest. Okay. We talk a lot about like, how do you run a business where you're not offering discounts and sales all the time?
Yes.
And loyalty program and free with purchase to me are the two number ones, right? So either finding that item that costs you 50 cents to $1 to $2 that you can, that has a perceived value of $29, $30, or the loyalty programs. Those two things are to me the best way to drive purchases without discounting. And the thing about the rewards points is, to me, they feel a lot like the gift card game, right?
Yes.
Where how many times do people buy gift cards and lose them, forget about them, don't use them, move, and they don't live by whatever store or restaurant that was. Same thing with rewards points. Like, how often do people redeem them? So even though they're trying to earn them, the redemption rate is never, you're never getting 100% redemption rate on the points.
That is correct. And I think a good redemption rate is something like 60 or 70% based on what I was on my research. So yeah, there's a lot of unused points. I think the other big benefit is it gives you an excuse to email a lot more.
Yes.
Without really discounting. So just to give some perspective, I think the typical rewards program out of the box gives 1% of the purchase back in dollars.
Okay.
And I think if your margins are higher, it can be upwards of 10%. Mm-hmm. But most people fall under, I'd say, like the 3% range.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before we go any further, I just want to talk about the cost of this as a business owner. Because this is one of the main reasons why you coded it yourself. So, because what I don't want to do is get everybody hyped up and then they're going to go look at the app and they're going to be like, crap, this is, you know, expensive. So just on the net, we'll just get the negatives out of the way.
Okay, sure.
Fine. If you're on Shopify, BigCommerce, you know, you're going to have to use a plugin to do this unless you have the ability to code something. So chances are 95% of you guys are going to need to use a plugin. The most popular one I think out there is smile.io.
That's correct.
We're not affiliated with them or in any way. Obviously, nope. Steve built his own.
I'm not.
When Steve launches his, we will definitely be offering you guys a nice discount code for the first month. But anyway, the base plan of smile.io is $49 a month. Now, right. I will tell you, as someone who uses smile.io, has used it for a long time, it worth every penny of that $49 a month. We make so much more than that, you know, from just the loyalty program, getting people to buy. The next level is $200 a month. So that's expensive, right? If you're just getting started, $200 a month is a lot of money if you're not generating a ton of revenue. And then they have the plus plan, which is $1,000 a month. And I would say, because I also know that a lot of people's personalities is like, they go all in, right, with the plus plan. They're like, I want every feature, because with each level too, you get more features, and the features are cool, right? Like, let's admit that, like, the stuff that you can do with it's pretty cool. So that $1,000 a month plan, while very, very expensive, has a lot of cool things that you can do with it. Please don't start with that plan, right? If you're just getting started, because in order to like maximize the worth of that $1,000, you have to be really focused on getting people excited about your program and talking to them and emailing them on a regular basis. So just so you guys know, like, the price points of what we're talking about, you know, $50 to $200 a month is probably where you're going to be starting to get this implemented in your business.
So what's ironic about all this is I was actually willing to pay $50 a month.
Yeah, because right? $50 a month seems okay to me.
Like, that would have stopped me from coding this up myself.
Yeah.
But then they kind of nickel and dime you with the features.
Yes.
And all the cool stuff is minimum $200, I would say. And then
yeah, $200 really cool is stuff, where you start. Yeah.
The really cool stuff is $1,000. I was like, okay, well, that's where I draw the line. I'm doing this.
Well, right? $1,000 a month, I mean, you have to be making $200,000 to $300,000 a month in your business to me to accept that price point, which there are a lot of people out there making that. So you know.
Yeah. I mean, we can talk about like attribution and the metrics you look at, but I actually spent a lot of time coding up all these graphs and everything just to make sure that this is worth my time, ironically.
You spent so time coding to make sure it was worth coding. I love it.
But well, let's just talk about the benefits first.
Yeah.
That you see. I think the primary benefit obviously is making more money and making sure that people continue to shop. But just digging deeper into that, I think the biggest reason for me to do it is for me to be able to make more money off of my Klaviyo.
Yes.
It just gives a lot more lifetime value from your email subscribers because it just gives you more excuses to email them.
Yeah, I totally agree. And we email our people a lot, like in general, but we also talk to them all the time about their rewards because we want them obviously to take all those actions to, you know, shop again at the store.
Yeah. So let's just give the audience an idea of some of the things that you run on your emails to get people to redeem loyalty points or accrue loyalty points.
Yeah. Before we do that, can we real quick, I'll talk about how people get points.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
And you, when you sign up with any of the programs, but like I'll just use Smile because that's what we're using. You know, you set up what you want to award people for what they do. So for us, and this is obviously just this one business, so you have to do what works and financially works for your business. So you get 3 points for every $1 you spend. So that's our point award. If you write a product review, you get 250 points because we want product reviews. So we had to make that really, really valuable. If you share a product or anything on Facebook, that's 50 points. When it's your birthday, so we want you to give us your birthday, obviously, so we have more information about you, which we will use in email, right? So this is all of this is also tied to email, right? Celebrate a birthday, 500 points. So give us your birthday. We'll give you 500 points. Just for signing up, we give you 200 points off the bat. And then obviously Instagram, like on Facebook. So we award points based on the actions people take. And then once we get them in, so once they sign up, you know, the nice thing about these programs is the points are added automatically. So you don't have to do anything as the business owner to add points to people's account. So if they make a purchase, the program does that automatically. They share, program does it automatically. So and what's really great is if you're on Klaviyo, all of this integrates with Klaviyo. So there's actually basically a code you drop into your emails that will show people how many points they have. This is a huge motivator. The one thing that I do, though, and this is just a little email tip for you guys, is that I separate people from having points and not having points. Because if they don't have points, it actually shows up kind of funny. It's like you have null nope. or, you know,
yeah.
And it's like, that's not really encouraging for people. So those people actually get a different worded email where there's a little paragraph about how they can get points. And usually these are people who have never shopped before, right? They're just on the list, but they're not customers. Cause once you shop, you have points basically. Or they haven't signed up for the program. So just when you're sending emails out and you've implemented this, remember that there are people that, are on your list that don't have points and you can create a segment of those people. But anyone that does have points, we want to make sure at the top, we usually put it at the very top of the email right under the header of the brand is yippee, congratulations, woohoo, you have X amount of points in your account. So those go in a lot of emails just about not about the points program at all, right? Yeah. Because when you think about it as a shopper, right, and you get an email from a brand and they're having their Black Friday sale or they're offering a new product or something like that, and you're like, oh, wait, I've got enough points to get this like for $5 off or something like that. So a really nice feature. I think all of the main tools do this for you, but basically you can integrate this in any email that you send where you show them their point total. Highly recommend doing that.
I just wanted to take a moment to tell you about a free resource that I offer on my website that you may not be aware of. If you are interested in starting your own online store, I put together a comprehensive 6-day mini course on how to get started in e-commerce that you should all check out. It contains both video and text-based tutorials that go over the entire process of finding products to sell all the way to getting your first sales online. Now, this course is free and can be obtained at mywifequitterjob.com/free. Just sign up right there on the front page via email and I'll send you the course right away. Once again, that's mywifequitterjob.com/free. Now back to the show. So one of my other motivators for writing my own was because we're going to be doing a lot of short form video for Bumblebee. And I have a lack of user generated content right now. So I specifically made hooks in my program to allow people to upload video for an insane number of points, yeah, or just upload a photo of them holding the product for a lot of points, and just testimonials in general.
Yeah.
Product reviews, I don't feel like I need to incentivize them. We get product reviews like every day on their own. Maybe I'll change my mind on that and incentivize them for that. But in general, just for user-generated content, which is, I think, very important these days for any branded e-commerce store, you can use your loyalty program for that as well.
And it's actually a great idea. We don't use the loyalty program for user-generated content. We actually run like a giveaway every month. Mm-hmm. But I actually really like the idea of, I might see if we can change that for us, because that I like the idea of just getting points no matter what. It's not like a crapshoot if you win or not.
Yeah.
So for our customers, once you become a customer, you're going to get in that post-purchase flow, which I'm sure most of you guys have already set up. About 2 to 3 weeks into the flow, you know, because they're getting like confirmation, orders shipped, orders delivered. We send some orders specific, like if you ordered certain products, because we sell curriculum. So like how to use the curriculum type stuff. We let people know about the joy. We call it joy points. We let people know about the rewards program. So, you know, I think it's probably about a 2 week period. So they, at this point, they've already received the product. Hopefully they're thrilled. And then we're like, hey, you probably didn't know this, but you can earn rewards on your purchases. And we basically outline the entire program to them. Now, if they're already a member, if they, you know, they're already a previous customer, they're going to get a slightly different email reminding them that they've earned the points, right? So new customers are getting the, hey, you might not know, but you can just share us on Facebook and look, you're going to get this point. We don't have your birthday yet. Like, give us your information. And so, that's the first time people are introduced to the, unless they find it on the website, that's the first time they're introduced to it via email.
Yeah. And then for ours, which hasn't officially launched yet, we're going to collect anniversaries because we're in the wedding industry,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So, you know, to provide some amount of points, because the second anniversary item just happens to be a cotton anniversary.
Oh, is it? Like the two year anniversary is cotton?
It happens to be cotton. Yeah. So it works out.
What's the polyester anniversary? Is that 6 months?
We don't sell anything polyester in our store, Tony. Yeah.
Darn it. Yeah. So that's the first time. And that just gets, the nice thing about most of this is that it's literally in your flows. So you're going to write that email one time.
Yep.
And then you're never going to, honestly, you're probably never going to touch that. I think I wrote that email 3 years ago. I'm trying to see if I can see when I wrote it. I don't think I've touched that email in 3 years. It probably needs an update, actually, now that I'm saying this. But
and just in case you guys are a little skeptical on just loyalty programs in general, which I was, admittedly.
Yeah.
Until my wife pointed out to me, hey, do you realize that we only stay in Marriott hotels? Do you realize that we only fly certain airlines? And do you realize that you only go to Starboard, which is this chicken place right down the street, because they have a loyalty program? And mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, you're right. Even for stupid stuff like food, I'm much more tempted to go someplace because I gather points and I can get something for it. And I just looked, I'm literally getting 1% back at this chicken place.
Yeah, it's not... It's not a financial game changer for
it's
you.
It's not a financial game changer, but psychologically, for some reason, I'm drawn to it. And even in our courses that we run, mm-hmm. like we give out points for just making progress, and people really want those points. Like people, I get emails at least once a week about, hey, for some reason, I didn't get my points updated in the last office hours. Can you update them?
Yeah.
And it's crazy.
Yeah. So I'm pulling the stats right now so you guys can see.
Okay.
When we send that email out about 2 weeks post-purchase, you know, people are most likely not going to buy right then from us, right? So this is not like a huge money-making email. However, the open rate's 50%. The click rate's almost 4%. And it does generate a very small amount of revenue. For the people that are new and don't even know about, that's for the people that have used the program before. For the people that have not used the program and they're getting introduced to it, the click rate is almost 10%. So, wow. For deliverability and just email health overall, these emails are great for just, you know, getting people. And think about it. These are people that are like now 2 weeks post-purchase, right? They have the product. They're probably using it. They've forgotten about you at this point. So like just that little nudge, that little reminder, staying in their inbox and not their promotion box, right? Like all those things matter. So if you don't have this in your post-purchase, I would definitely set it up because it is a very engaging email. And obviously you want to separate it by 0 points and plus one, you know, and that way you're sending a different message to people.
So I spent some time writing this report for me, but I'm just curious if Smile has it already. Like, does it tell you what your conversion rate, how it increased over time? Or the revenue per recipient, or I know it tells you the total value of the loyalty redemptions.
Yeah.
But I'm curious, like, what metrics like they use to get you really excited to make sure it's worth $1,000 or $200 or whatever you're paying them.
I'm pulling it up right now. I don't ever spend any time in the Smile dashboard. So that might take me a minute to navigate it around.
That's okay.
Yeah.
But the other thing that's great is, and the only reason why I brought Black Friday up is because Black Friday is coming around and most people tend to discount insane amounts. Right. And in an episode that I recorded a long time ago, I think with you actually, where we talked about like the true value of a discount is much more than you think it is.
Yes.
And usually for just something, even that's like something that's like a 20% discount means you have to make double the sales just to even break even in a lot of cases.
Yeah.
So instead of running a killer sale, it might make more sense to run a killer points promotion.
Yes. Okay, right. I think I have a little bit of data for you.
Okay, cool.
And we just ran a killer points promotion, so I can talk about that in a second.
Yeah.
Okay, so last 30 days, the points earned for the, and this is a seven-figure store, so just so you guys have some reference. Previous 30 days, the points earned 2.7 million points earned.
Wow.
Yeah, redemption rate is 7.3%.
Wow, that's really low.
Yes, really low. But if you also think about the fact that they earned a lot of points last month. Let me look up for a further month because, like, that was a lot of points. So, you know, it could be that if you go further back, you know, people aren't going to buy right again if they earn those same points. So it looks like the average is about 9.5%.
Okay.
Redemption rate. And so our redemption rate is for every 100 points, you get a dollar.
Every 100 points you get it. Okay, right.
Yeah, so that's the redemption. So 500 points, $5. And in how Smile does, it's basically like a gift card. So one more email to put in your a flow. And this is actually a separate flow that we have running. It's just the rewards flow. It's like what we've named it. Is that, and I stole this from Chubby, so I cannot take any credit for this. The swimwear, the short, the men's brand. When people hit 500 points, because that's $5, right? Like to me, that's a significant amount of money for our customers, like $5 coupon. They get an email. So automatically triggered. So you set up in Klaviyo a trigger when someone's points balance equals 500, trigger this flow. So the flow is basically like, it's literally like fireworks and like confetti and streamers. And it's like, wow, you're at 500 points. Like you've climbed Mount Everest basically is what we're, the vibe we're going for. And so that, and then we're like, what can you buy? You know,
nothing.
It's like Chuck E. Cheese. What pin from China that doesn't work will you buy? But we know that $5 is like a threshold that moves people and that people earn, you know, there's a significant enough amount of people who have 500 points to where like we're not sending the email to one person a month.
Right.
But that is, and it's funny because when I got that email from Chubby's, what did I do? I immediately went to Chubby's and I bought a bathing suit for one of my kids or something. I don't remember. But like I immediately spent my points, right? Yep. It's like when you're on the Chick-fil-A app. I know you guys don't have as many Chick-fil-A's as we do, but you're like, I get a free chicken sandwich. Like we're going to Chick-fil-A today. I'm also going to spend $57 on food for everybody else, but I got a free sandwich. But yeah, so set up that flow too, because that is one, once again, automated. And then we send, I think, two more. If they don't make a purchase, we send, I think, two more. I'm going to check right now. Two more emails that, you know, basically remind people to make a purchase.
I think in general, like, you want people redeeming stuff. And I think you're supposed to email any time that they've made any sort of reward. And I think $5 just happens to be your lowest one, right?
Yeah, yeah.
On your thing. The other thing that I was that I'm implementing with mine is VIP tiers. So I know that just statistics say that if you can get someone to buy something twice, make a purchase mm-hmm. twice, then they're probably going to be a long-term customer. Or the yes. chances are really, I can't remember the exact percentages. So I was actually going to create a tier where they just make two purchases and they instantly get 2x the reward points. And then to get to the next tier, it's a lot more. Based on the data, I have to still mine the data to set this up.
Yeah.
But that prevents people from just creating arbitrary new accounts
yes.
and getting points right away as well.
Yeah. So I just pulled up the flow. So the first one is that celebratory, you know, good for you. Once again, 70% open rate, 11% click through rate. Nice. Right. So 0.6% order rate. Right. So we're not terrible. Right. People are converting on that. Then we give them 7 days and we remind them that we do that. We do a promotion where it's like if you share it with your friend, they get a $5 coupon and you get a $5 coupon.
Nice.
That one makes more money, like per person, but like doesn't have as great of an engagement. Still 55% open rate and almost a 2% click through rate. So it's not doing poorly by any stretch. And then if people still haven't taken action, but they have like over those 500 points, you know, so they're still at that 500 plus balance. The title of the email is, "Have you checked your balance lately?"
Love
I think
it.
That's a great title, right? Yeah. Like, not to pat myself on the back, but I think it's really good. Once again, 60% open rate, 10% click-through rate, right? So that's that sequence when people plus the 500 of reminding them. Because you do want people to redeem their rewards because that means they're making it. I mean, the reality is not everyone does, but you do want to get them in for that second purchase. Because chances are, like, if they have 500 points, they've probably ordered more than once. So actually, just talking through this out loud, we should probably lower it to, like, we should probably have some sort of flow when they've hit, like, 100 points, because that means they've made probably just one purchase, right? As opposed to 500. Because 500, you've probably had two purchases. Unless you, like, signed up and shared with a friend, then you could hit 500 pretty quickly.
So on mine, I have my minimum is 100 points for a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm not going to allow people to redeem that until their second order. I haven't decided yet what I'm going
to
do. But
you have to let them redeem it on their second order, though.
No, redeem it on their second order.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Not their first order.
Gotcha.
Because I'm giving 200 right off the bat, and that's worth $2. Maybe I would let them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't decided yet. I don't have any data. That's the problem. And you have data. So. Do you have an idea of what people redeem?
I don't think I can, probably I don't know where to find it. So,
and right now you're judging like the performance.
Oh, I do have it. Sorry.
Oh, you do have it. Okay. Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the top way customers redeem is $5 off. Mm. Then it's $10 off is the next one. And those are actually fairly close together. So it looks like a lot of people are waiting to get that $10.
Yeah.
And then the next one, which is a third of the other two, is we give you a free Bible study, which is, you know, what they sell. So that's the next redemption. And then we allow people to redeem at $2. So the $2 off is that's the lowest. And that's like 1/10 of the rest of it. So the $5 coupon is most popular, $10 second.
Interesting. Okay. So I think the key here for everyone to realize is you can only use one reward at a time.
Yes. Yeah.
They don't stack. So it's to your benefit to get the higher reward.
Yeah.
If you're trying to maximize it.
Okay. So let's talk real quick about, as I don't want to run out of time, let's talk about when we did the triple points.
Yes.
So
I'm curious.
Because I actually tried something new and I thought it flopped. But then upon further research, I've actually once again can pat myself on the back. I'm just kidding. But so we do this probably, oh my goodness, we don't do it a lot. 2 to 3 times a year. We do like a point blowout, basically. So last month we did a triple point redemption. Or not triple point redemption, triple point earn, where you basically earned 3 times the points on your purchase over over a 24-hour period. So it only lasted for 24 hours.
Wow.
Now, one thing about Smile is I actually don't think you can timer it. So we actually, ours actually lasted longer because we were like not getting up at midnight to change the, you know, thing. So just so you guys are like, wait a second, what? Just make it, start it at 8 p.m. No one's going to be mad at you for getting more points. So I will tell you, let me pull up the email because I want to give you guys the actual like metrics on this to see how well it performed. What we do know is this always performs fairly well. Like this definitely gets people to get off their butts and make a purchase. Now, I had it in front of me and then I got off of it to get the flow and now I can't find it. Talk for me for
I was going to just say earlier when you were talking about performance of the redemptions on the post-purchase, I don't think it's a fair assumption to assume that those emails are going to generate money, right? Mm-hmm. Right off the bat, because it's kind of like a long-term play.
Yes.
In a way. Like people have to gather points and then they have to be in the shopping mood. So just the fact that the open rate and the click-through rate are so high means that there's interest.
Yes, for sure. Okay. So we sent out, and actually this is interesting. So we ran our biggest sale of the year is in the summer. It's a back to school sale. And this was actually run during the back to school sale. So typically we don't overlap these with sales, but this sale, I actually tested every idea I've ever had, for email during this sale to see what worked and what didn't. So we were trying basically everything. So this was actually run during a sale, just so you guys have all full disclosure in this. I only sent it to people who already had points. So these were people that I knew were like interested in the point system. I did not do this to like get people on or get people that hadn't purchased to make a purchase, right? So this went straight just to people who already had points. And we basically tripled their points for 24 hours. I will say the email performed, it only went to like, I'm going to say it didn't go to a ton of people, maybe under 20,000. But once again, like decent engagement, especially during the sale when that's the other thing during a sale, when you're sending an email every day, this is a way to get an email opened, right? Because people are like, I know same sale, whatever. But then it's like, wait, I can get even a better sale, right? Cause they're tripling their points. So the email overall performed, probably better per person than most of the other emails we sent. So the email itself didn't make more money than a lot of other emails, but we sent it to significantly less people. So once again, great engagement, great interest in it. But what I did, which I think this was the like winning idea that I was initially very disappointed, is the day after the sale. So anyone who made a purchase during that day that the points were tripled, they got put in a bucket. And I sent an email the next day. So 24 hours later, the point promo has ended. They've made a purchase. I'm like, hey, you just made a purchase and earned all these points. Why don't you spend it while things are still on sale? Right? Like, why don't you redeem it? Right? Because these people already had points. So at this point, they definitely have that 500 points. They have a $5 coupon that you could redeem during the sale because the sale was like automatic discounting, like through a plugin. So it wasn't like a discount code. So you could actually stack, which is rare. We don't ever stack. So it only went out to about 500 people. No, it went out to 500 people, right? So it was all the people that bought the day before. So when I see the email numbers come in, the email made $481. And I was like, boo-hoo. Like because most emails during the sale make thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. So I was like, well, that was a dumb idea, right? But I was like, well, not really. It only went to 500 people. So it's not like we wasted an opportunity. But then when I started digging into the numbers, I was like, but wait a second. You know, went to 500 people, 7 people made a purchase. So it did convert people. But the open rate on that email was 71% and the click-through rate was 20%.
Wow.
So even though it didn't drive tons of revenue, which it didn't really need to, right? Like we're already making money from every other email during the sale. What it did do was lift my email, like, because I'm sending 2 emails a day for 10 days, right? So all of a sudden, my emails that are getting like a 1% click-through rate, 0.9% click-through rate. I've got one with a 20% click-through rate. I've got 70. So all of a sudden I'm sending all these great signals again that like, hey, our emails are important. People are engaged, blah, blah, blah. So to me, the email was a huge win because its deliverability was so great. The click-through rate was so great and the engagement was there. So 100% will do this again, even though like I don't anticipate it making money. It boosts my engagement, which overall helps my account. So definitely something. It was an experiment. First, I thought it failed revenue wise, but I'm like, you know what? I don't really need these people to spend their money today anyway. I'd rather them spend it when things aren't on sale. You know, yeah. But so something to try if you guys are doing this, like it's definitely worth doing because it definitely helps your overall email.
So one of the emails, since I'm on that list that you write, yeah. One email that I particularly liked was one where you stacked three things all at once.
Yes, that was the email.
Is that the one? Okay. Did triple loyalty points plus a discount on something.
Yes.
Plus
and a free with purchase.
Else, free something.
Yes.
Yeah. And that was very effective. Like, I I'm not.
You almost bought a Bible study. It was so yes, close. You almost bought the math curriculum. You were so close to getting it. No, and that's one of the things that I like to do with points people. So people that already have points, you know they're shoppers, right? And it's like, I'll use myself as an example. Like, I am a loyal White House black market shopper. Like, that is, if I'm going to buy clothes instead of renting them, that's usually where I start looking. So if White House Black Market sends me an email and they tell me that like all the summer stuff is on clearance, plus I can get free shipping, plus I have rewards, the chances of me making a purchase goes up by about 100%, right? Like, right. Whereas, and so that, I know that's an effective like psychological technique with customers that, because it doesn't just work for me, it works for everybody. But it's like, and a lot of times they're like, oh, I know it's your back to school sale, but do you? Do you know how good of a deal this is for you? And people need to be told what to do. And like during a big sale, it's like Black Friday, it's like all those studies, because I used to work in like grocery and CPG stuff, right? And all the studies that showed if you give people too many choices, they don't choose anything, right? But yeah. When you spell things out for people, like buy your peanut butter, buy your jelly, buy your bread, that is why they are all in the same aisle. Right? Because you don't want people to have to make a decision. It's like, you know, this is, you just get it all right here. You don't have to walk around the store. You don't have to think about things. So when you can send emails like that, once again, the free with purchase on this deal is an item that we cannot sell. It's literally taking up so much space in the warehouse that we did a free with purchase offer in July for it. We basically ran out of the product. So yay, one liquidated product that we couldn't sell. People loved it. And then, you know, we do the back to school sale every year. That's just going to happen. So we're already doing that. And then just reminding people like, oh, and by the way, triple your points. Huge. Let me see if I can pull up the data on that. But yeah, you have to do that for people.
Well, while you're pulling up the tiers, I just want to say that just having VIP tiers is a huge deal. And I'm just thinking about how we kill ourselves to make Marriott status.
Yes.
Every year.
Yeah.
And you can remind people like, hey, you know, you need one more to achieve this status,
mm-hmm.
or one more purchase or X amount of points or whatnot, or this is about to expire. Do you guys do expiring points?
We don't expire points.
Okay, so they're around forever, right?
Yeah, that's a good idea. And a lot of companies do the expiring points. The other thing that I use terminology in these emails is I call it a VIP exclusive. Right. And tell me that doesn't get you when you get the Marriott email and they're like, you know, yes. Platinum elite exclusive or whatever it is. This is how crazy we are with loyalty, though. Like, so FinCon is a conference that you and I both have gone to for many years, and it's at a Hyatt this year. So, PT, what's your problem? But guess what's located right next to the Hyatt? Oh, it's a Marriott. Guess who booked a room at the Marriott? Like, I'm not staying at the Hyatt. Where I get no benefits, like I'm like four nights away from the next level, right? But yeah, like it works. Think about in your own life, like how many apps were you willing to download? How many texts were you willing to sign up for to be able to get your free queso, your free chicken sandwich, your, you know, free shipping, whatever it is. These programs really work. And the best thing that you can do if you're spending the money per month on implementing them is to email people obsessively about their points, how they use them, how they earn them. Like, we spell it out so clearly for people. It's like, click here, do this, stop what you're doing, because people are busy. They've got a lot going on. I mean, it's like when your kids are little and they're trying to talk to you and you're like on the phone and you're also doing like two other things. And it's like, wah, 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 wah. You don't hear them. So giving this as explicit as possible to people, like you just have to really put it out there. And they work. You get repeat customers, which I think is the biggest thing, right? Getting people yes. to make that second purchase. And then also just making people feel like, think about you and I, like we're both Marriott people, right? We'll tell everybody to join Marriott over World of Hyatt. World of Hyatt, who wants to join that dumb program, right? Like we talk about the Marriott program to other people. We're their best salespeople. You know, it's like, I remember I went somewhere with someone, it was to Chick-fil-A, they didn't have the app. And I was like, how are you even eating here? Like, it was, to me, it was like a crime that they weren't willing to like get the points. So like you can turn your customers into like your number one advertisers by having a really well done program and letting people know all the benefits that go along with it.
Yeah. So the way that I wouldn't sign up with the program unless you have an email marketing.
Yes.
Because it just, they both amplify each other.
Yeah. They have, and you have to have them hand in hand.
Yes, that's correct. And so many people focus so much on getting new customers that they neglect their existing customers. And it's the existing customers that are going to be making you the money. 36% yeah. of our revenue is from existing customers every
year. Yeah, we're at about 50.
Wow, 50.
Yeah.
Your niche makes sense, actually.
Yeah, with curriculum, obviously people come back.
For mine, it makes less sense because yes. weddings, unless, you know, that joke we had in the beginning.
Yes. It works. It works.
But it does work.
Yeah.
So. When would you sign up for one, actually? How much money do you think you should be making to make it worth your while? Assuming it's like $50 a month, let's just say.
Yeah, the bottom tier?
Yeah.
Oh, this is always so tough.
It's tough, right? I would say six figures, right? I don't know.
Six figures.
Maybe sooner.
I'm trying to do the math in my head. I would do it sooner. I would have at least 1,000 orders a month.
1,000 orders a month.
I would do it more on orders than monetary, because mm-hmm. orders true. Is because orders is more like, if you have 1,000 orders, you have about 1,000 customers a month, right? Like, or you right. have 800 customers a month, especially if you're new, right? Like most of your customers are going to be new. But I would also say if you're paying for customers, right? If you're paying for ads, if your primary way of getting yes. customers is ads, then I would probably, and you see that picking up, right? Like you have 400 customers, then 500 orders, then 600 orders, right? And you're seeing that. I would probably really start digging into like, when's a good time to do that? Because you want to be able to, like, you're paying for these people. So now keeping them becomes so much more important, right? If correct. You're spending $10 to get the person, you would love for them to come back, or like do the other things that we reward for, right? Sharing it, giving the $5 coupon to a friend. So I think it's also a little bit dependent on how you're getting your traffic to your site.
I think if paid acquisition is your main channel, then I think you should get it. Just if paid acquisition is your main channel, you're probably spending thousands of dollars a month anyway. It's $50 a month, it's a drop in the bucket. You should definitely do it.
Yeah.
It'll improve your ROI.
Yeah. But before you do it, just like Steve said, I cannot hammer this enough. Have your emails in place, have your plan in place. Because what I hate for people to do is spend the money and then like let it languish. It's kind of like the same thing with affiliate programs, right? Like you don't want to get that accounting at the end of the year, right? And you're like, I spent $600 on a loyalty program that I never told anybody about, right?
Yeah.
So make sure that before you sign, that would be that, like, the other caveat. Before you sign up, have your email templates ready, have your strategy, you know, just be ready to go with it, because right off the bat, you want to be getting your money's worth.
Hope you enjoyed this episode. One thing that I always like to emphasize is that repeat customers are the lifeblood of any business. For more information and resources, go over to mywifecooterjob.com/episode554. And if you're interested in starting your own e-commerce store, head on over to mywifecooterjob.com and sign up for my free 6-day mini course. Just type in your email and I'll send you the course right away. Thanks for listening.